Because voting is going to be going on Tuesday, June 7th, that's second primary day. Of course, the Carrboro Town Hall is a voting site, so no meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen this Tuesday, but still a lot to discuss in Carrboro. And joining us for that, we have Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. I'm happy to be here. You know, you were talking about voting. I early voted yesterday, and it's the first time I've gone to the Seymour Center to vote early, you know, because we usually have it at Carrboro Town Hall, and that's where I usually do it, but it was kind of nice to go up there. There's a lot of activity there.
Yeah. That's where I always went when I was an Orange County resident. Now I'm in Durham, and they've only got the one site open in for all of Durham County. It's just the Durham Board of Elections office downtown.
Wow.
So the fact that Orange County has two sites open is actually really good.
Yeah. And actually maybe even a little surprising because it's such a weird, unique election this
right,
year.
Right. And both of these elections sort of kicked forward from either kicked forward from the previous primary or not supposed to have happened at all because the state Supreme Court seat was going to be a retention election, and then the state Supreme Court struck that down. The congressional primary was going to be on these district lines, and then those got struck down, so now it's new district lines.
Both expensive mistakes.
Both very expensive mistakes. And the lawsuit still going on with the current district lines.
Right.
And the judges just denied the objection for the plaintiffs in that case, so the primary goes forward. But that lawsuit is still going on. And it's just that it's that line between racial gerrymandering and partisan gerrymandering. And one of them is illegal and the other one is not illegal. And it's just very intricate distinction between the two. And neither of it is okay, but if it's technically constitutional, I guess we go with it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the one. And then, of course, the other, whenever we have these statewide elections for members of our Supreme Court or North Carolina Court of Appeals, I really get nervous because, you know, the judges and the justices and the candidates are in the position of really not being able to campaign on the issues, which they shouldn't.
Right.
But yet they're expected to kind of have people be familiar with them from Manteo to Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a lot of states, it's more of a geographic thing if it's a court of appeals, or in many states, it's a commission and an appointed kind of – in fact, the retention idea is not necessarily a bad idea. It's just the way it was gone about with in North Carolina this time. But it's really onerous for someone to run statewide for one of those positions because people just don't know who they are and they're such important positions.
This is an issue where I was actually – and again, there was sort of a technical constitutional argument to be made with retention elections. And I think the state Supreme Court made the right call there in striking them down just because of the way the state went about doing it. But I'm with you. I don't think retention elections are a bad idea. And that's primarily because I don't think judges should be elected at all in the first place. I'm with Alexander Hamilton on this one. Judges should be independent. The law is the law.
Right. And you're also with Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes.
So that's what she says.
Yep.
Is, you know,
yep.
We should have an independent commission, you know, a bipartisan independent commission because, you know, that's kind of what you want, or people on both sides or whatever. And judges and justices should be able to rule on the law without having to worry about getting reelected.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. All right. Well, the election is going on. Again, June 7th, Tuesday. You can head to the polls and vote, or for the rest of the day today and tomorrow. You got early voting going on at the Seymour Center and the Orange County Board of Elections. But what's going on in Carrboro? We've got a couple of things to talk about.
So what this has done is it's been really unusual for us in that we did not have a meeting this past Tuesday because it was the fifth Tuesday or whatever.
Oh, right.
And so then this Tuesday we don't have one because of the election. So our next meeting actually won't be until, as you said, Tuesday, June 14th.
Yeah.
So we only have, I think, then, you know, three more in June before we break for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the items that we have coming up, we had a joint review meeting last night of all of our advisory boards. And the advisory boards were presented with material related to two rezonings that we're going to be having public hearings on near the end of the month on Tuesday, June 28th. So one of the rezonings is for a couple of pieces of property that are kind of right behind O2 Fitness in Carrboro, if you know where that is, on Fidelity Street.
Right.
And it's kind of two parcels there. Kind of an interesting little use of like an infill project, if you will. And it's going to end up there. It's being proposed to have, you know, like I believe it's six units. They've gone through a couple of different reiterations there. But what's really interesting about this particular small infill project is it's kind of a little solar-based little community. All of the structures are built in a way that they kind of take advantage of the sun, the different times of the year, mm-hmm. and they're situated, like turned a certain way, and they're of a certain height that that the shadows from one doesn't encroach on the shadows from the other. So there's really a lot of thought and time and energy being put in by the developer, his name's Paul Snow, to get these two lots rezoned and to allow for the construction of these six. And they'll be single-family residential units. And so he's asking for a slight rezoning to kind of allow those to be there. Because without a rezoning, someone could just put two or three really big mammoth houses there, right?
Right, right.
So what he's wanting to accomplish with this is to have these kind of six unique-looking little structures behind O2 Fitness. So that's one item. People have been wondering about that because they've seen that something's going on there.
Yeah, and there's a neighborhood right there, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Infill is the key word there.
The infill, and it's across the street, you know, from White Oak and Fidelity Court, and mm-hmm. it's surrounded by similar type density, so it seems to be a nice fit.
Are there going to be standalone units if it gets approved?
Standalone,
smaller. Okay,
yeah,
I like that.
And they'll range, I think one of them might be very small, I mean maybe 900 square feet, but the others I think could range in size from anywhere from like 15 to 24 square feet. So decent size.
Regular house, yeah.
And in downtown Carrboro, unfortunately, probably a little bit pricey, but but still built with a really interesting kind of goal in mind, taking advantage of solar.
Okay. So that's on the docket. What else?
Right. And then the other one, of course, is the one that folks are really familiar with. It's the Lloyd Farm rezoning. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so this is, of course, our property that's on out on 700 Old Fayetteville Road, kind of catty corner from Carrboro Plaza. And so the folks who own this large piece of property came before us last year wanting to move forward with potential rezoning. And we asked that they go into a mediated process with neighbors, with the developers, with the owners of the property, and with some town staff and some board members to kind of try to work out some of the differences that we'd heard start come bubbling up through our advisory boards.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that mediation process came a series of kind of changes that were made to the proposal. And so last night was the first time that the kind of newly unveiled proposal was presented to all of the advisory boards in town hall. And the project is really interesting. It's been repurposed in a way. It's still a pretty massive project.
Mm-hmm.
And that corner has been targeted for commercial, you know, development for many, many years. And one of the sticking points and one of the concerns, which still remains, I'm sure, is that it backs up to a neighborhood.
Right.
And so there are traffic concerns and noise concerns and light concerns and so on. But some of the details that were worked out during the mediation that have come forth in this new iteration, for one, and this is one that I'm particularly pleased with if it moves forward, is that corner is so scenic and so beautiful. And, mm-hmm. and really, they've made really, really great efforts to preserve the wonderful look of that corner as you enter Carrboro. And that's really kind of huge. They're not cutting into it very much.
Okay.
Some other things they've done is they've added actually a senior living project, senior apartments, mm-hmm. like 200-some apartments,
nice.
And then 20 cottages that kind of go around the apartments with kind of a parking deck in the middle. So a really interesting use for residential there.
Okay. Would that also be sort of tailored for senior living?
It's all for
cottages?
Senior living.
Okay.
Yeah, the cottages and the apartments, which, you know, this is a need, I think, that we have in Carrboro and our surrounding area. And so I think if this project's able to go forward, I don't think it would be a surprise if that project is just is hugely successful.
Yeah,
because that's something we hear as elected officials is, you know, where can seniors stay or how can seniors, you know, stay in place or still stay in Carrboro and be in place. Mm-hmm. And so this sounds like a really nice part of that project.
And you mentioned like with the is it Inara Court? Is that the other is that the name of the other one?
Yeah, Inara. I think that's how you say it.
The six units, and they're going to be a little bit larger, except for the one that's 900 square feet, and they're going to be right downtown, so maybe a little bit pricier, but like some cottages on the outskirts of town. You're living in Carrboro, you get the advantages of living in Carrboro, and you've got something small that's a little bit more inexpensive. Maybe I'll take one of those.
It could be. And particularly both of these, of course, the other one's closer to town, but these are both ran the bus
right,
route too.
Right. Yeah, and you're not that far away. Like
some of those questions last night were asking about you know, traffic and transit service and all that. And then, you know, just some other things, some other thoughtful things that the developer has tried tried to do, dedicated close to 5 acres of land in the northwest corner of the property to serve as, it's categorized on the plan as civic area, but I think kind of just donating it to the town and or community to do what can be done there. And
okay.
It serves as a buffer in that northwest part of this property. They're looking at trying to have a roundabout into the property off of Fayetteville Road. I think at one time there was going to be some maybe even at this beautiful corner I was talking about, or along maybe even along Fayetteville Road, or not Fayetteville Road, I guess that's, is that Main Street?
54, I guess, 54. At that point.
Yeah. Maybe they were going to have, and there may still be a turn lane kind of in and out of there, but the main entrance being more on Fayetteville Road, so that's a little bit of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
They reoriented a lot of the shops so that they weren't, you know, glaring or facing or directing into the neighbors. And again, there's another actually gathering area right near that scenic area I told you about that is really nice on the corner there.
Yeah.
So there are some, and they reduced, I think, some parking that was at the northern part of the proposal. So, you know, I know that they went through this exercise in an effort to deal with a lot of the major concerns. I know that there still are neighbors that are, you know, wanting to see some other changes or tweaks or whatever. The board's heard from some of those folks last night, but
mm-hmm.
I think they have positioned themselves. Well, clearly they positioned themselves to be able to go to public hearing, which last year we didn't even go to public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But that public hearing will be on Tuesday, June 28th. My sense is with projects of this sort, we usually have a public hearing and then maybe even have another one or even mm-hmm. two before we end up doing any kind of a vote. But I know they wanted to get in at least one public hearing before the summer break. And
so that maybe get some feedback and
get some feedback,
tweak if need be.
Get it out there,
yep.
Get people talking about it, getting people see it. I know they're waiting on the results of a new traffic study because of the reconfiguration. So we'll get to perhaps see what the results of that will be. But that's something I know that's been of huge interest to citizens for the past several years, and it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward.
All right. Time frame on possible approval by the or approval vote by the board?
Yeah,
maybe
let's
fall
see.
Sometime?
Well, if we started the public hearing in June, my sense would be we'd know something certainly by the end of fall.
Okay.
You know, that would be my sense. I can't imagine it would go on any longer than that.
All right. Sounds good. Mayor Lydia Bell, we got to let you go. Anything else going on in Carrboro that we need to know about? Blues series tonight, I guess.
Yeah, Blues series. I'm not sure if it's – I've lost my dates. I can't remember
I think it's tonight and next week.
I can't remember if it was tonight or next week.
Yeah.
Or both.
It's tonight and next week, yeah.
So I know next week is, of course, the art walk, but still kind of, you know, in a little bit of a Memorial Day fuzz and trying to get back on track. So
all right. All right. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.